36 minutes down, 12 to go for the Central Jersey Group 1 Championship. Point Beach clinging to a 12-7 lead over Shore Regional, but a 10-yard punt, that's all, will give the Blue Devils the ball first down and 10 at the Beach 47-yard line to start this final quarter. Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluca, Brad Viriscano here. Ray Malaspina back at the studios of the Shore Sports Network as we get set for the final 12. Hand off to Goldsmith, nothing there, right into the interior. And the credit to tackle that time to Sean Strunches. Goldsmith really will get no gain on that one. It'll be second down and maybe even lost a half a yard, second down and 10-plus here.
Goldsmith, only a sophomore, expected to be the next big running back for this Blue Devil team over the course of the next couple of years.
Second down and long here. 30 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Mew wanting to throw. Goes over the middle and misconnecting with the intended target, Jack Britton. Make a third down now in just about 11.
Sure, fans wanting maybe a late hit on Britton as the pass was incomplete, but that is fans who know nothing about football. Come on.
Let's also mention this referee crew who has definitely let these kids play. Other than the obvious, procedure penalties, there have been no major calls in this football game. Good job by the Zebras.
Either that or they want to get out of here in a hurry because there's not been a holding penalty all day.
Third down. Screen set up again. Great defensive play. Bronson Liguori read it well. Got his hand up just as it was about to get to the intended target, Goldsmith, and now on fourth down, Shore Regional will have to punt the football away.
You're right. He did a great job. The screen was set up. Now, remember, Mew has had to field two very low punts. If you're Point Beach, maybe you go after him here.
Point Beach sends two back, Fraunheim and Barry. No pressure. This one angled to the Beach sideline.
Got a pretty good bounce.
Went out of bounds at the 21-yard line is where they will spot it.
So that's about a 26-yard punt. That's about as good as you're going to do into the wind, Matt.
11:13 to go in the fourth quarter. 12-7 the advantage for Point Beach, who gets the football back here. Leading by five, pinned back in their own end at their own 21-yard line.
The Garnet Gulls, just their second appearance in a state final. They lost 31 years ago. Now trying to record the first one in school history.
Split back set. The give to Wagrizniak. Up the middle, shaded right a little bit to the 27-yard line. That is a gain of six. Make it second and four. John Wagner, of course, who had a great run at Roselle Catholic. Roselle Park. Won a state, couple of state championships up there, too. And now trying to do what has never been done in Garnet Gull history.
Well, six-yard carries on first down will help that cause. That's a good play for Point Beach.
Yeah, considering they have not run the ball for more than 10 yards in the last two quarters.
Yates, again, the single wideout. Wagrizniak's going to have the first down and more. At the 40, 45, 50. Make it now the 40, 35. Running away from Moore down inside the 30. Tackled at the 25-yard line. Mike Moore finally makes the stop, but Joe Wagrizniak with a huge run to put Point Beach in scoring position. They'll have it first and 10 from the Shore Regional 25-yard line.
1,443 yards coming into today. Hasn't had too much open turf of late, but boy, he had it that time. Made the most of it all the way down to the 25-yard line.
And as Coach Wagner calls him, Joe W., he doesn't even try to pronounce it, Matt. He just says Joe W.
But he can spell it. But he's very confident he can spell it every time.
That's a smart coach. This time it'll be Fraunheim. Fraunheim down inside the 20. Goldsmith on the tackle. Gets to the 18-yard line. That's a gain of seven to make it second and three.
I mean, just think about this. The Beach has not been able to run the ball at all since the first quarter. They get a six-yard carry, the long run, and another nice first down carry all of a sudden. And again, let's bring up what we talked about early. Most of these players go both ways. Group 1 schools, not unusual, and you usually tire first defensively.
And sure, right now, having to dig in defensively on what will be a second and three with 9:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Point Beach up 12-7. Split back set. Fraunheim again will get it, slipping off the right side. Maybe got a yard inside the 23-yard line. Proto and Miller combine on the stop.
Guys, I'll start raising the question now of trying to get in position for a possible field goal because of the wind again. Now at your back. Right now it'd be about a 35-yarder for McCartney.
That would force Shore to get 8 points.
Correct.
Put him ahead of eight. Force him to go for a two-point conversion if they were to score.
Still, though, just a one-possession game. I think Point Beach wants to get it to two. Here is Wagrzniak down inside the 15. He's going to have a first down. Chains will move close to the 12. And it will be first down and 10 with 8:19 to go now in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know what I like about Wagrzniak is he's a very patient runner. He gets the ball, and he doesn't just run to the hole. He waits to see where things develop. A lot of times he bounces it real quick. He can go outside or inside, wherever the hole is, doing a nice job for the Garnet Gulls, who are clearly playing clock already.
Wisely playing clock.
Well, this is by far the drive of the game for Point Pleasant Beach. They could win their championship on this drive.
Split back set. Fioretti off the left side. We'll dive forward to the 10, get about 2.5. Bedell there to make the tackle. It'll be second down and long from the 10-yard line.
That was the play Fioretti scored his touchdown on, that fake dive option type play, and then keeping it around the end. That time, the Blue Devils closed it off.
John Wagner having Fioretti come over to the sideline, take his time to bring the play in.
He better hustle, though.
Yeah, Fioretti's probably saying, Coach, it's a long run, man. I'm going both ways here. How about you coming out a little further?
Split back set. Back judge now begins that countdown from five. Wagrzniak gets it, churning down inside the 10, gets to the 7-yard line. Gain of three. You know, Kevin, if you would have said going into the game last week, maybe Shore a slight favorite just by being home, I would have been curious to know if, you know, not to promote gambling, but what the line would have been after you beat a team 31-0. And now here you are with about 6.5 minutes to go, and Point Beach has completely reversed roles from a week ago. They lead 12-7.
I think the field goal now, Kevin, that you mentioned on the 35 becomes more realistic now. I think it would be a definite option if they don't pick up this first down.
Let's see if they run it to the middle of the field to set it up.
Wagrzniak as the fullback in this set. Fioretti wants to throw, goes to the end zone, and airmails it for Yates. Stops the clock with 6:06 to go, and it looks like the field goal team is coming on.
Yes, yes, he is.
Zach McCartney, 4 for 5 on field goals this year, his longest 30 yards. And remember, the goalposts here, a bit narrower than high school, the college goalposts. The wind, while at his back, just makes everything a challenge. He'll kick it from the right hash mark.
4 of 5 so far this year.
Fioretti the holder. This will be a 24-yarder.
Struncius is the long snapper. Point Beach bringing pressure, and they block the kick. How about that? 4 block kicks today. 2 punts, an extra point, and a field goal that may have made it an 8-point game. The special teams unit today for Shore Regional have kept them in this football game.
How does that happen? How can that possibly happen? That is amazing. They've kicked it twice today, an extra point that was blocked and a field goal that was blocked.
Well, if Shore comes back and wins this, a game ball, the special teams coach, that's for sure.
Mew back on. He's operating from the shotgun. looking off to his right, and it's almost intercepted. Noah Yates comes up to deflect it away from Brian Miller. Good read by the single safety from Point Beach. Make it second and 10 with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter for the goals.
Well, Yates did a great job of reading that. I thought Mew was a little slow in his delivery, but Yates, credit him for stepping in. And as you said, Matt, maybe another half a step. He's in the end zone.
Play comes in the form of Jack Britton, who will split out as the single receiver to the right. Wings either direction in the flat. Miller will make the catch a yard over the line of scrimmage and then bounce forward out over the 20 for a gain of 3 yards. Make it third down now and 7, maybe a long 6. And time starting to become a factor. 5.5 minutes to go. Mew gets back under center. Play action again. Pressure coming. Mew avoids the rush once. Cannot avoid it a second time. Jacob DiLorenzo making the tackle. It will go as a sack for number 34. Playing a defensive tackle spot today. Listen to his size. 5'5", 155 pounds. Used his speed there to track down Mew.
So that means what? 5'4", 150 maybe?
About that, yeah.
And now Mew, from his goal line, will have to punt into the stiff wind.
Yeah, the Beach players are way too deep. A bad snap.
Another bad snap. Here comes pressure. Mew does get it off. Hanging in the air. Bounces at the 32. And trickles its way down to the 39-yard line. Third time today Mew has had to deal with low snaps.
And that's why I said, why wouldn't you go after the punt when you know they've had trouble snapping?
Well, I guess because of the wind, Kevin. They know they're getting the ball. You know, a couple of punts have gone 10 yards. That one went maybe about 20 yards. I think the factor at halftime and the decision that John Wagner made, as I guess we're getting a timeout here, right?
Yeah, Point Beach has just called a timeout.
Are we keeping it here, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, the decision that John Wagner made about taking the wind in the last quarter, when the quarter usually is much slower time-wise than that third quarter that usually zips by, has been a deciding factor because of the wind situation, the throwing situation. As you can see on that last possession, Short tried to throw the ball 3 times. That's not their game.
Is this a little reminiscent? Was it a couple of years ago? Was it Rumson and Matawan?
Came down to the end?
No, did they? Ed, what was it a couple of years ago? The team beat them during the regular season and lost the state final like 3-0?
That was Rumson and Matawan.
Right? Didn't Rumson beat Matawan during the season?
You know what? I don't remember if they played during the season.
For some reason, I thought, because we all thought Rumson was going to win that one easily. Irrelevant right now, right?
First down and 10 from the Shore Regional 39-yard line. Here's Wagrzyniak getting it, hurdling a tackler at the 37-yard line and then diving forward to the 31. Solid 8-yard pickup. James Murphy on the tackle.
Well, boy, the clock really a factor now with 4:20 and moving for Point Beach. They could really salt it away here. They're on the 31 of the Blue Devils.
Still a one-possession game, 12-7. I wonder if the field goal team even plays a factor in this drive.
I don't think there's any way you kick a field goal.
No, they want 2 first downs. They want Shore to use all their timeouts.
Second down and 2. Wagrzyniak has been the workhorse here. It'll be Gums to get the carry this time around left end, stacked up and dropped in the backfield. 1 yard loss to make it 3rd down and 3.
Now, you don't want to go backwards. That was a mistake there.
Matt Proto on the tackle.
So that'll bring up a 3rd down and about 4. You know, you can play this 1 of 2 ways, Matt. You're either in 4-down territory or in 4th down. You try and really pin them with a punt, which would not be easy because of how much the wind is at your back.
3rd down and a long 3. Wagrizniak gets it up the middle. He's not going to have the first down to the 31-yard line. Make it fourth down and about a yard and a half. Shore Regional will take a timeout. We'll break as well. 2:57 to go in the fourth quarter. 12-7, the advantage right now for Point Beach, looking for that elusive first state title in school history. We're back in 30 seconds with more on the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back here from the College of New Jersey in Ewing, New Jersey, western part of the state, the site for this Central Jersey Group 1 final. Coming down to the wire here, 2:57 to go, fourth quarter. Point Beach has it fourth down and just about 2 yards. They lead 12-7 over Shore Regional.
First down would pretty much put it away, Matt. Here we go.
Wagrizniak in the backfield with Gums. It'll be Wagrizniak on the carry. Will have the first down. Dives forward to the 28-yard line. A little closer to the 27 is where they will put it. And now Point Beach will work that clock. 2:52 to go.
Well, now the instructions in the huddle, just hold on to the football. Both arms around it. Shore has been instructed to just try and strip that ball. But the Garnet Gulls are 2.5 minutes away from their first ever state football championship.
First down and 10. Fioretti under center, looking to the back judge. We'll give it here to Fraunheim, who gets forward to the 25-yard line. Pickup of 3, make it 2nd and 7. Shore will take a timeout. We'll keep it here. Kevin, just to answer your little trivia question before, 2010-2011, actually Rumson and Mattawan did the reverse each year. Rumson had won the state championship in 10 after losing during the regular season. Mattawan lost in the regular season in 11 and then did win, as you said, 3-0 in 2011 in the Central Jersey Group 2 final back a couple years ago.
Rumson beat Mattawan 21-9 in the regular season and then lost 3-0 in the state final. Thank you to Gerard O'Donnell, the Manchester coach, for helping me out with that as well, Matt. And this, all right, I know you had it too, but. But this would be, this is amazing. I mean, this was 31-0 8 days ago. It was a rout, a domination.
Shocking.
It really is.
You know, again, thinking that a lot of people who, you know, pick and have fun with it, I bet it was a pretty 50-50 split who was going to win last week.
Yeah.
Today, heavily in favor of Shore Regional. It's hard to beat a team twice in a season, let alone 10 days. And the adjustment Point Beach has made here have been staggering. 2nd and 19. A 2nd and 8, rather, with 2:19 on the clock. Here's the give to Wagrizniak, who is stacked up in the line of scrimmage and no gain. Matt Proto on that tackle. So the ball sits right now at the Shore Regional 25-yard line. The Blue Devils have taken a timeout, their last of the day.
So 2:05, if they hold here, two more downs, they will get the ball back.
Third down and 8. I think we would all agree that you're not putting the ball up in the air under any circumstances. You're going to run it here on third down, and if necessary, you run it on 4th. Again, the clock will continue, and Shore has no timeouts, and they'd be going into a stiff win. So you play the percentages.
Best case scenario, maybe Shore gets it back with a little over a minute to go.
Yeah, I would say, Matt, yep.
Third down and 8. Tight formation here. Yates as the wide receiver comes way inside the area. Wagrizniak runs through one tackle, stays on his feet, will have the first down and more. Down inside the 10, dives forward, steps out of bounds at the 4-yard line. He was stopped in the backfield, and a great tightrope job for Wagrizniak, who has it now 1st and goal for Point Pleasant Beach at the 5-yard line.
Well, you take no chances here, guys. You take a knee 3 times right here and end this game. You don't want to risk any fumbles or any bad exchanges.
Wagrizniak just put the nail in the Shore Regional coffin.
Point Beach on now the precipice of winning that first state championship. It would complete a turnaround job for John Wagner, nothing short of magnificent. no disrespect, but Point Beach, a laughingstock in Shore Conference football for many years.
Not anymore.
Here is the give for Fraunheim. Hit at the line of scrimmage, dropped at the line of scrimmage. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line, 1:40 and rolling.
They'll set the ball down and start the play clock.
Yeah, I just wouldn't risk anything happening. Strange things happen when you hand off in this cold weather. All they have to do is take a knee.
Beach breaking from the huddle. Yates splitting out left. Wings either direction. Wogrzniak gets it. Dancing, just holding on to the football. Again, getting back to the line of scrimmage. And now with less than a minute to go.
They should only have to run one more play. By the time they sit this one down.
That's why I was saying, just take a knee.
Yep.
They could run it out.
Now you go in victory. You're right, Ed.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. Well, coming up following this one, we will chat with the victorious coach, which appears to be John Wagner. Our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game is Joe Wogrzniak.
Fioretti will take a knee here. Just saw John Wagner make sure that Fioretti knows to do that, and he will. And that is going to do it.
No, he didn't do it quick enough, Matt. Got a penalty on it.
The
delay of game.
Delay of game penalty will march the ball back.
But once they spot it, the clock should start again.
I remember that a couple of years ago, too, Kevin. We did a state final game where it actually benefited the team by taking the delay of game. Fioretti will come out here, snap it, take a knee, and the celebration can start for Point Pleasant Beach. An unbelievable turnaround in an eight-day stretch, losing 31-0, the division championship to a big rival, and the Garnet Gulls complete the turnaround. They win 12-7 and celebrate the first sectional championship in Garnet Gull history.
An amazing, amazing morning for Point Pleasant Beach. The tiny school that would, as they use the few, the proud, the beach. One of the original Shore Conference schools dating way back into the early 1900s. The football playoffs started in 1974. They didn't smell the playoffs most years. And John Wagner, in just his third season, has done a reclamation project second to none. And shortly after noon on December 7th, Point Pleasant Beach can call themselves a state sectional champion.
Back-to-back 10-win seasons for Point Beach. A division championship a year ago. They cap off this amazing run with a state championship here in 2013. They beat Shore Regional by a score of 12-7. The team's now lining up to shake hands. This has to be a bitter pill for Mark Costantino and the Shore Regional football program.
They lost on opening weekend to Rumson, right? Shore, and ripped right through the season, and I think really expected to cap it with a championship this morning, but it did not work out.
A 10-game winning streak comes to a close here. Why don't we step out for a quick 30-second timeout? We'll come back, start the postgame show, interviews, congratulations, and a whole lot more. John Wagner in Point Pleasant Beach, the Central Jersey Group 1 champs. They win a 12-7 over Shore Regional. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network.
And our postgame show is powered by Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Enjoy great food in a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next door to Cleese is the Next Door Cafe, open at 7 a.m. for breakfast.
And we welcome you back here from the College of New Jersey, where Point Pleasant Beach has pulled off a shocking upset. Shocking in that you were beaten 8 days ago by a team 31-0, and you win it here today over the same team by a score of 12-7. A couple of touchdowns in this game, one in either half for Point Pleasant Beach. In the first half, they got on the scoreboard with Mike Fraunheim, a 6-yard run. Jake Fioretti, a 4-yard run. Both extra points were missed. All kinds of special teams problems. You hear the celebration down on the sideline. But a win today, nonetheless, for this Point Pleasant Beach program, who wins the first state championship in school history.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Ed.
I got the head man here, John Wagner. John, 3 years it took you. You got this team to the state championship. Okay, it did take us 3 years, and it was a great ride to get here. And after what happened last week, there were so many naysayers and doubters, and those kids in that locker room just listened to everything we said and believed what we said. I believe in what I do. I believe what our coaching staff follows up. I'm emotional. It was just a great, great effort, and I'm very, very proud of Beach and happy for Beach. Tell me about the decision at halftime to kick into the wind in the third quarter and take the wind in the fourth. Major decision.
Okay, it was major, and what we wanted to do, obviously, at that time was just use the wind in the fourth, especially the way Mew punts the ball, and we thought they could bury us a couple of times. And, you know, again, we changed our punt team. We were terrible with the punts and blocks and things and all that stuff, but we're state champions.
You know, we're Grizniak, 138 yards, 100 of them coming in the second half.
Yep. Again, we're a belly team this year. Who knows what we'll be next year? Joe's back. I think we'll run a little of it next year. But again, that's kind of like our bread and butter, just like I teams and everything else. There were some things we wanted to do with option table with the win. We didn't want to take a chance.
Well, congratulations. Certainly deserved, especially after last week, a tremendous adjustment to this game and a tremendous championship. Congratulations to you, your staff, and your players.
Thank you very much. We had a great week of practice. I thank everybody at Beach for giving me the opportunity to come down here. Thank you.
Congratulations. A very emotional John Wagner.
Well, just an incredible job by John and his staff. I know you're going to grab Grizniak as soon as you can.
Grizniak being interviewed right now on the TV side.
The other guy will be
our player of the game today.
That's right. Joe W. Will be our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. If you can, guys, the other player I'd be interested maybe in your grabbing would be Strunches, because I think it's a pretty good story, and that is Dad, who's the record-breaking quarterback in Point Beach history, almost did this a long, long time ago. And now he, all these years later, has got to win a state championship. Number 58, Sean Strunches, the senior leader of the offensive and defensive line. We had him on our Thursday night show earlier in the year. Maybe we grab him for a couple of words, and then we'll try and get...
Sean is being interviewed by about six sports reporters right now, guys. So we'll
line up to get our player of the game first, because we don't have all that much time. Coming up in just a few minutes when we end the broadcast of our first game of what is a split doubleheader, of course, Inside the Law with Bob Novy. An incredibly popular weekend show on our WOBM AM stations will air. Again, we thank Bob for his generosity. For those of you who listen to this game, if not for his willingness to move his show, we would not have been able to bring it to you.
Okay, guys, here we go. Our Cleese Ocean Trophy player of the game, Joe W., as the coach calls you. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
Big second half for you, 100 yards in the second half. When you needed the tough yards, you got them. Tell us about this, run by the Point Pleasant Beach Garnet goes to a state championship.
It was just a huge season for us. We had everything. We just worked hard all season. We knew it was going to be a difficult challenge, but we thought we knew we could do it in the long run as long as we had the heart and all the motion to get going.
Belly sweep, huh? Working pretty good today.
Yeah, we made some adjustments on the belly. We ran one belly without a motion or a short strong, and I noticed that they didn't shift over, and we had everything buddy blocked. So I mentioned to our coach, and we just ran that for the rest of the half to run out the rest of the game.
Hey, what's this mean to the school and to the town of Point Pleasant Beach after what you went through all last year?
It's absolutely – everybody's just astonished. We knew it was going to be a hard run, and if we just kept on going, everybody's – completely excited. It's going to be crazy on the way home.
Hey, as a junior, you might as well win two in a row next year, right?
Yeah, why not?
Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
Well, we certainly appreciate hearing from Joe Wagrzniak, who had a great game today, leading the team in rushing. Didn't score either one of the touchdowns, but, Kevin, absolutely a major factor in the contest today.
Boy, and that big run, Matt, late in the game where he busted the play outside and got the first down, that pretty much iced this win. I think just the culmination of a great day. Although I will tell you, the story of today was the Point Beach defense. After giving up 31 8 days ago to basically give up one touchdown all day, stymied Shore. Key moment late in the first half when Shore had blocked the punt and it looked like they had a great chance to go in and at that time even take the lead, tie the game or take the lead. But the Beach defense dug in. I thought they turned in an outstanding effort, really, all morning long. And this is a great win for this school, of course, a town and a community that was impacted so much by Superstorm Sandy last October. And really, this the total turnaround.
Nice moment taking place towards the Beach sideline. Matt Proto, the senior lineman for Shore Regional, just ran over to make sure that he could exchange one more comment with Sean Strunches, the outstanding two-way lineman for Point Beach. And, you know, Kevin, you say it all the time, and you hate to wax poetic about it a little bit, but as hard as these guys get after it on the field, you see moments like that, and you kind of realize that there are friendships that do exist, and certainly respect that goes back and forth between schools like this.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, they have developed a pretty good rivalry. Remember last year, you know, it was a similar circumstance. Matt, at the end of the year, they played for the division title, and Point Beach won that one. And then we all assumed there'd be a rematch in the state finals and sidetracked by a Florence team, which ended Point Beach's season. But
and Shores.
And Shores, that's right. They do get to play back-to-back, and you just couldn't have two more contrasting games in what took place 8 days ago, the day after Thanksgiving, and then this morning here at the College of New Jersey.
Yeah, very, very different set of circumstances when you put it all in line with what happened last week and what happened here this morning. Now into the afternoon, you can hear the celebrating still continuing down there. Point Beach getting their moment in the sun, taking a couple of pictures with a state championship trophy, the first in school history.
Really is amazing. Like I said, 1982. Matt, was the only other time they got to the finals and came up well short that day. And now all these years later, what John Wagner has done for the school is remarkable. And I know we're going to give Ed a chance to get Strunch just real quick before we finish up here this morning. Or maybe we're not going to.
Still in the middle of another interview right now after he ducked out for a second to take a picture or two.
Now,
unfortunately, Ed, we're going to have to wrap
okay,
it up.
I just make one comment. His father came up to me and said, no one has to mention 1982 ever again.
He's now there, Ed, if you want to grab him.
Now it's 2000.
Okay, it's a special moment. See if you can grab him.
I am with Sean right here. Sean, your dad just came up and said nobody has to mention 1982 ever again.
Yeah, if it feels good. I mean, to experience this with him, though, to share it with him after what we've been through, him losing in the championship, I've lost in the semifinals 2 years in a row. It just feels so great that it's our turn to win it. And, I mean, it's something that even though he lost in 1982, it's something that me and him will share forever.
That's a great comment, Sean. Tell us about this defensive effort today.
I mean, we came into practice this week with a whole new mindset and a whole new plan for the game. Up front, we put six men down on the line to try to stuff them up the middle. And then our corners did a great job getting off their blocks. Our linebackers flowed to the ball well when they tried to go outside. And it was just a great overall team effort today, especially giving up 31 last week. We didn't want that to happen again.
Well, you'll always be known as a player on the first championship team ever in Point Pleasant Beach history. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It means a lot.
Sean Strunkis and Dad.
Of course, a little bit of a position difference. His dad was a record-setting quarterback in 82, Sean Lyman. If you remember when we had him on the show, relatively about halfway through the season, Sean was on with Coach Wagner, and we asked him about that. And you know, he admitted, you know, his he'd love to be able to, you know, gain amends for what his dad wasn't able to do. But pretty special, and I would say all in all a pretty special day for Point Pleasant Beach High School.
Absolutely. A great victory today as we close now for a little while. We are back on the air at
3:50.
We'll do a little bit of a pregame show before Colts Neck and Brick and Kevin, as you mentioned a couple of times, want to remind everyone, good opportunity to stick here on 1160 and 1310 WOBM AM for a show that's normally on at 10 o'clock in the morning, now coming on at about 12:20.
Inside the Law with Bob Novy, and again, our thanks to Bob. Matt, before you sign off, our thanks to both coaching staffs for their outstanding cooperation, not only today but all season long. Mark Costantino and the guys from Shore Regional, of course, John Wagner from Point Pleasant Beach. It has been a pleasure to cover both these programs throughout the year, and we look forward to doing it again in the future.
Not the way that Shore would have liked to end their year, for sure. They bookend 10 wins in between a loss at the beginning and a loss at the end. Do have a division championship that they can claim as B Central champs, winning that game last week over Point Beach 31-0. Both teams finishing with identical 10-2 records. A division championship for sure, but a state championship for Point Beach here on the big stage in Central Jersey, Group 1. We're out for a little bit. Back on around 3:50 for Colts Neck and Brick. Should be another fun, entertaining game in the Central Jersey Group 4 final. For Ray Malaspina in the studios, Brad Biroscano. Here is our on-site engineer, Ed Sarluk on the field, Kevin Williams up in the back. Matt Harmon saying so long for a little bit. We're back in about 3.5 hours for game number 2 of Championship Saturday right here on the Shore Sports Network. Final score one more time in this one, Point Beach 12, Shore Regional 7. So long, and see you in just a little while.